On arrival, it astounded everybody who saw it, and it began a revolution in how we Europeans view the history of our culture. The Ramesses in the British Museum was one of the first works to challenge long-held assumptions that great art had begun in Greece. We started the week with the mythical hero king Gilgamesh, and we've ended it with a king hero who created his own myth, the myth of power. Ramses' success lay not only in maintaining the supremacy of the Egyptian state through the smooth running of its trade networks and taxation systems, but in using the rich proceeds towards building numerous temples and monuments. His purpose was to create a legacy that would speak to all generations of his eternal greatness. Yet, by one of the great ironies of history, this statue has come to mean exactly the opposite. Shelley heard reports of the discovery of the bust and of its transport to England. He was inspired by accounts of its colossal scale, but he also knew what had happened to Egypt after Ramesses, with the crown passing to Libyans and Nubians, Persians and Macedonians, and Ramesses' statue itself squabbled over by European intruders. Shelley's poem, Ozymandias, is a meditation not on imperial grandeur, but on the transience of earthly power. And in it, Ramesses' statue becomes a symbol of the futility of all human achievement.
My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
You can see this object in close-up and browse hundreds more at the A History of the World website. Go to bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.